Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 182, Artificial Intelligence, a New Machine Age. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Artificial intelligence, a new machine age. When computers mimic the capabilities of the human brain, that is artificial intelligence. Also referred to as AI, it looks like computers that have independent thoughts. No fear, however. The gears of their machine brains may be turning, but for now, they're not really thinking. At least not the way that human beings think. Popular culture has held artificial intelligence in great esteem for decades. The excitement around conscious robots has grown as computers have become ingrained in every aspect of our lives. You don't have to look long for examples of artificial intelligence. And the applications are diverse. Let's discuss some. First, the self-driving car. A Wired magazine reporter got behind the wheel of, but did not drive, an Audi piloted A7 for a 500-mile excursion. The reporter wrote, "It's so sophisticated that I never felt anything unusual." Then, there's the robot butler. The Aloft Hotel in Cupertino, California, dispatches cute, 3-foot-tall rolling robots with toiletries and food. The robot asks guests to rate the delivery service on a touchscreen before saying goodbye. Third are document examiners. E-discovery software was used to sift through 1.5 million documents in about a month for less than $100,000. This task would have been performed by paralegals and lawyers for a significantly higher cost. And finally, IBM's game show Watson. This computer defeated 2 human Jeopardy champions. IBM is developing versions of Watson for healthcare and retail applications as well. Artificial intelligence is opening exciting doors in our personal and professional lives, but the technology is not without risk, real and perceived. Taking advantage of the opportunities offered by artificial intelligence calls for understanding the basics of AI, examining applications of the technology, and exploring its pros and cons. Here's a crash course in AI to get you started. Artificial intelligence exists because of deep learning, also known as machine learning. And deep learning starts with neural networks. Neural networks simulate the web of neurons in the human brain. Data makes neural networks smarter. The idea behind training the neural network is this. Feed enough photos of a dog into these neural nets, and they can learn to recognize a dog. Feed them enough human dialogue, and they may learn to carry on a conversation. Training neural networks is the engine of deep learning. As the neural net is trained, the computer has a job to do, come up with a statistical rule that correlates inputs with the correct outputs. This rule is a deep learning algorithm, and its accuracy improves with additional data and time, just like the performance of the human brain. Deep learning is edging machines toward almost human-like understanding. According to an article in The Economist, machine learning is a way of getting computers to know things when they see them by producing for themselves the rules their programmers cannot specify. The machines do this with heavy-duty statistical analysis of lots and lots of data. Programming deep learning algorithms does not require subject matter expertise. For example, a team in Switzerland developed a deep learning algorithm that's been used to read Chinese at the native speaker level. No one on the team can speak or understand Chinese. An algorithm used at the world-renowned European Organization for Nuclear Research Physics Lab helped spot subatomic particles better than software written by physicists. Programmers set the wheels of deep learning in motion, and computers make continuous improvement. The human brain solves complex problems by having sets of rules, and it's easy to translate rules into programming. That's why artificial intelligence soars at complex tasks with explicit rules. To compare, the human brain is naturally good at tasks with implicit rules, facial identification, recognizing speech, and picking out objects and pictures. AI can complete these simple tasks with a lot of data and training. What does the landscape look like today? Business spending on artificial intelligence is exploding. In 2010, venture capital spending on AI was less than $20 million. In 2014, it was close to $300 million. This rapid rise in VC funding indicates that industry sees AI as the future. Examples of AI investment include Google. The search engine uses RankBrain, an AI system to interpret search engine queries. RankBrain has a success rate of 80% when it comes to guessing which pages should rank on top. To compare, human engineers guessed right 70% of the time. The social network Facebook has an AI lab, and it uses AI to personalize homepages. Baidu, a leading Chinese search engine, hired away Andrew Ng, the data scientist who helped lead deep learning at Google. Deep learning could improve Baidu's speech recognition technology, which is important to illiterate smartphone users. 10% of Baidu searches are by voice, and that number could jump to 50% by 2020. In the financial news outlet Forbes, it trusts robo-writing technology to automate the writing of basic financial stories. All these examples show that industry-leading organizations are putting money into AI. Most notable, though, is that they trust AI with their profit centers. Artificial intelligence and deep learning are essential to product development and customer satisfaction. The biggest buzz in AI today surrounds quantum computing. Google's D-Wave 2X quantum computer has grabbed attention with tests showing that it's 100 million times faster than any standard computer. Harmut Nevin, engineering director of the quantum computer experiments, said the fast performance will carry over to commercially relevant problems as they occur in tasks relevant to machine intelligence. What does this mean to someone who's not a computer expert? In short, quantum computers are very good at optimization problems, which happen when you try to reach a solution by taking thousands of variables into consideration. For instance, if you were planning a trip to Europe, you could tell a quantum computer which cities you'd like to visit and how much you'd want to spend. The computer would give you an itinerary based on those elements and even more factors, including weather, baggage fees, upgrades, routes, and many more. Optimized solutions are derived from volumes of data that train deep learning algorithms. According to a Washington Post article, the future of artificial intelligence may be tied to quantum computing and optimization. It provides the following scenario. Imagine NASA being able to use quantum computers to optimize the flight trajectories of interstellar space missions. FedEx being able to optimize its delivery fleet of trucks and planes. An airport being able to optimize its air traffic control grid. The military being able to crack any encryption code. Or a big pharma company being able to optimize its search for a breakthrough new drug. Part of the reason quantum computers are so powerful is that they work differently from standard computers. A standard computer reads everything in ones and zeros. A quantum computer, to compare, reads everything in ones and zeros, and sometimes a one and a zero can exist at the same time. Google's D-Wave 2X isn't the only quantum computer on the block. The Yale Quantum Institute also is exploring quantum computers. As commercial interest in artificial intelligence has grown, so has the market for AI products and services. The capabilities of artificial intelligence today are impressive, and they'll only get better. Deep learning models for computers likely will improve over time. We're at the point where computers can see, hear, speak, write, and read. Human brains now have competition for high-level cognitive activities. We'll discuss each in more detail. First, see. AI learned to identify traffic signs in Germany. The deep learning algorithm was twice as good as humans at identifying signs. Second, hear and speak. Microsoft demonstrated real-time translation by AI. Communication between colleagues in California and Germany went from spoken English to written German to spoken German. Third, write. The New York Times published a quiz that asked readers to identify whether a human or a computer wrote the content. Machines generated 6 of the 8 writing samples, which had been published in other places. And finally, read. AI developed by Stanford University can determine sentiments of sentences. The creators gave it an 85% accuracy rate, and the program is continuously learning and refining itself. Specific industries are also applying AI. In healthcare, AI helped discover new indicators for tumors and develop a predictive model for cancer survival rates. The technology is driving medical breakthroughs. Public transportation and trucking have an interest in AI. Self-driving cars like the aforementioned Audi are gaining traction. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, says regulations are keeping its driverless vehicle from the mainstream. Self-driving cars likely will have a big impact on how we move around and how stuff gets shipped. Governments have put AI to work in security. Britain uses face recognition technology for border control. U.S. intelligence agencies use voice recognition software to convert phone calls into text, making conversations easier to scan for information. These are more examples of AI masterfully managing lots of data. Unsupervised learning is the next step in artificial intelligence. Today, deep learning algorithms need humans to label data, and computers go from there. Unsupervised learning algorithms will be able to learn without human help. The learning of machines eventually could look more like the learning of human brains. Artificial intelligence is here, but humankind still is sorting out what it means to our personal and professional lives. Tech leaders such as Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Stephen Hawking have warned about AI. But deep learning algorithms are aiding doctors and breaking down language barriers. When it comes to AI, should we be worried? As it advances, artificial intelligence technology may eliminate jobs held by humans. Using computers instead of people will reduce labor costs and could increase inequality. A Bloomberg report points out, if the race to develop artificial intelligence depends on huge amounts of data and computing power, a big chunk of the future economy could be controlled by a handful of companies. Unemployment is only part of the AI picture. Theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking voiced concern in 2014. He said humans, limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded by AI. In a TEDx talk, deep learning expert Jeremy Howard said that growth in human brain performance is slower than growth in computer performance. It's unclear what will happen when the development of machines outpaces human capability. The lead scientist behind Google's quantum computer said one day AI could mimic common sense. Without a doubt, the relationship between humans and non-human beings would shift dramatically if machines had common sense. But it's not all doom and gloom. Take a page from Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings. Following the game show domination by IBM's Watson, he said, "I, for one, welcome our new computer overlords." Jennings' attitude shows a relaxed perspective on the amazing development of deep learning. Knowledge is not wisdom. Most would agree that knowledge comes from learning, but wisdom comes from experience. Computers may have knowledge, but as non-human entities, they cannot have experiences. They cannot have personal stories or motivation, and they don't get context the way people do. This experience deficit matters a great deal in the world of business, because businesses are humans solving problems for other humans. Machines, even the most intelligent computers, can't conduct in-depth interviews to gain deep understanding of consumer stories. Even though robots can generate functional writing, emotional storytelling and complex insights that come from real-life experience is still the domain of the human brain. People practice empathy and understand emotion, both of which drive relationships, lasting relationships that loyal customers have with brands they love. Humans may beat computers when it comes to feelings, but AI is becoming so sophisticated that you don't feel the technology, and that's a good thing. Yahoo president and CEO Marissa Mayer said AI lets technology get less in the way so users can focus on doing more. As the advanced technology fades to the back, human accomplishments move to the front. Any anxiety around AI could be refocused. A report from The Economist framed it like so. Perhaps the best way to think about AI is to see it as simply the latest in a long line of cognitive enhancements that humans have invented to augment the abilities of their brains. The jobs that remain will be improved because of deep learning. Developments in artificial intelligence only will get faster and more dramatic. Applications will expand, and new opportunities will emerge. What remains to be seen is how long the human brain can beat computers at simple tasks governed by implicit rules, and how humankind's relationship with AI will evolve as the technology charges ahead.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on artificial intelligence. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts, and make sure to check out our 4imprint podcast archive at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.